This is Jordan Craig. The date is October 19th, 2017. Recording for the Dow Day 50th Anniversary Project for the UW Archives. I'm here with Janice Rich, right? And this is her story. If you want to go.
All right. I was a student here in 1967, and I actually became involved in the anti-war movement a number of years before. I've said to a number of people that this demonstration didn't just exist in a vacuum. There had been many, many demonstrations leading up to this one. Of course, this one ended very differently. But there had been sit-ins and teach-ins and marches and protests. And I was involved in also putting together a newsletter that was the Committee to End the War in Vietnam newsletter. And so I was involved, pretty heavily involved in the anti-war movement. And on this day, I was on campus, and I think I had a class at one point, and that's either in the morning or afternoon. But I knew the demonstration was going to occur because there had been a demonstration a couple of days before, as I remember. There was just a very small demonstration against Dow because they were recruiting students to come work for them, and they were making napalm, which was burning the villagers in Vietnam and destroying the crops. And we thought it was going to be just another demonstration where we would peacefully occupy the Commerce Building, which is where the interviews were being held. And so I was one of the first ones into the Commerce Building. And that was kind of fortunate for me because I wasn't at the front of the crowd. So when the police started coming in and hitting people over the head, I wasn't hurt. Mm-hmm. But it was a horrible experience in that we didn't expect the police. And all of a sudden, we were all sitting there sort of quietly and talking, and suddenly I heard screams from the crowd outside as the police started coming in, and I could hear people being beaten over the head. I could actually hear the pounding of the billy clubs against people's heads, and I could see the hallway was rather dark, and I could see there was just some ambient light coming through some small windows, I remember. And I could see it glinting off the helmets of the police. And I remember they were blue, and I could see the sunlight kind of glinting off their helmets. And for some reason, that just kind of stays with me. And so there were a lot of screams. There were a lot of, you know, people trying to get out of the building. I honestly don't remember how I got out of the building. I've heard since then that there might have been a back door, but I don't remember any of that. I just remember getting out somehow and being engulfed in this huge crowd of people, which included not just people who were demonstrating, but people who were just coming out of class. And at some point, you know, the police were, you know, hitting people and beating people, and people were screaming and trying to protect themselves. Some were hitting back, some were passively resisting. And students were, you know, then they started using tear gas, and students who were just kind of walking by were tear gassed. And it was really an incredible experience because it was the first kind of experience, it was the first demonstration that ended that way in the years that I've been involved in demonstrating at the University of Wisconsin. And that included civil rights demonstrations and all kinds of demonstrations. So it was a really very sad and really frightening experience, I think, for all of us who were involved.
Yeah, I imagine. So I guess I have a question for you. How would you say that, like, these demonstrations, that event, affected the rest of your life on campus?
My life had already been affected.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been involved in the anti-war movement for so long that it just kind of sort of the culmination. I mean, obviously things intensified. So they intensified for not just me, but everybody who was involved in the demonstration and people who, you know, heard about the demonstration. I mean, I think they said, somewhere I read that this kind of radicalized a lot of students. Maybe it did, but the students I knew were already pretty much there. Mm-hmm. But I think there was just such shock that that action had been taken by the police and by the university that, there was very much a turning against the university administration. So maybe that changed for a lot of people. Maybe, you know, that did probably for me. Because before then, I think our interaction with the police had been with the just with the Madison police. Whatever interaction we had was with the Madison police. And this was like the university administration is doing this to us as well. And then there was, of course, a strike the next couple of days against, there was a student strike. So then, you know, there was kind of a, you know, adversarial relationship then between the students who were organized against the war in Vietnam and the university.
So were you involved in the strike too?
Yeah.
Do you recall any, like,
I don't remember much about that, except just not going to class. And I was finishing my degree at that time. I finished in August of 68.
Okay.
And I was, you know, just, you know, very, very busy. But I was involved in, you know, whatever happened after that, and certainly before that. I mean, I had been involved, and I've talked about this before, too, and I think this is kind of interesting. In 1960, maybe 63 or 64, there was a history grad student named Don Bluestone. I don't know where he is these days, but he's really seminal, I think. He had a booth in the student union because students were allowed to put up booths and whatever they needed to hand out for their different organizations. And he had a booth, and he had an easel, and he had a big poster board, and he had drawn a map of Vietnam on it. And he said, and there was a sign next to it saying, do you know what country this is? Do you know where this is? Do you know that we're sending advisors over there? This is not going to end well. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know exactly what it was. And I remember people, you know, gathering around the booth saying, Vietnam. You know, nobody knew Vietnam. I mean, you know, the history students probably did because of the fact that the French and the Chinese had been in Vietnam for so many years. But most of us didn't really know much about it. And that was when it all started for a lot of us.
Huh.
And that was going way back. So when they talk about 67, wow, you know, everybody learned about Vietnam and Dao. It did have happened years before for many of us. For quite a few of us, actually.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I have any more questions for you specifically, but if there's anything else you want to add.
Well, I mean, there was just some, I think another thing I'd like to add. They always talk about the middle class students who were involved in this movement. And, you know, things were kind of different back then. The students were more diverse economically, so it wasn't just a bunch of middle class or upper class students at the university because it was very cheap to go to the university back then.
Yeah.
And so if you were in state, for instance, when I entered the university in the earlier 60s, I think it cost like $125 a semester just for tuition, something like that. It was just insane. So, I mean, everybody, and they accepted everybody. Now, kids were winnowed out a lot in maybe their freshman year because they couldn't hack it. But everybody in state was pretty much accepted because I knew kids from my high school. I'm from Wisconsin. And, you know, they didn't do real great in school, but they were accepted into the university, and some of them left, some of them stayed.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a pretty diverse group economically. And that's, I think, a little different from today, maybe. And also, it wasn't just students in Madison who were involved in this movement. I always, you know, want to say that there were some older people who weren't necessarily connected with the university, a Women's Strike for Peace and the Quakers, and there were a lot of people who were involved in trying to end the war in Vietnam, not just the students, but, you know, of course, a lot of stuff happened on campus, so that was where the focus was. But there were a lot of wonderful people who supported the students, who were heavily involved in this movement as well.
Wow, that's amazing. So I guess if you're done, you can stop the recording, but
I think I am, yeah.
All right, cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.